The difference of somebody who's got it, where they end up, is work. There is nothing else. Of course, there's luck. You might get hit by a car. Somebody might get sick and you have to focus on it. Like, there's real life shit. But like, if nothing crazy one way or the other happens, it's the work.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
What's been going on? How's the new music going?
It's going well. Getting a lot of good feedback. I'm really just ready to take everything to the next level. Doing the press and, you know, connecting with the fans.
Yeah. It's a marathon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Just keep going.
Yeah, just everyone thinks it's gonna happen. Like, you know, every song you make, every project you put out, you, all four of you and everybody around you, everyone's always like, this is gonna be it. And like, when it's not, or if it isn't, it's about realizing like, how early you're in it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm always trying to tell the kids I fuck with, like, just don't put everything into it, but then have as little expectations.
Right.
Because if you go too high, it fucks you up.
Yeah.
Fucks up your motivation.
Yeah, even for y'all, even the circle.
But where's the balance of that then?
The balance.
Having those high expectations, but also, like you said,
by realizing even where, like, people fuck with you.
Mm-hmm.
Even getting to the, even by recognizing even where you're at now is already better than 99.9%.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Thanks. So it's where people get fucked up when I talk about patience. That's why I always have Patient Panda with me. Like, when people hear patience, they think I'm saying be complacent.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's a reason there's two different words in the dictionary. One's patience, one's complacency. Like, you know, to me, like, it, you know, I always, of course, every one of us uses our own experiences. I knew I was going to build something big, but at 32 years old, I'm working in a liquor store stocking shelves. Mm-hmm. You know, so like I knew I had more time, and I think most people don't think. Like, they, especially when you're in a tricky spot because you have this real underground heat. So what people think actually is, oh, we got to really hit it in this 24-month window, or there's gonna be people coming up. But I always think it's not like that. I think it's when you're actually talented, and I think you really are, you're really just one song away. Just none of us know. Like, when I listen to City Girls, right? Like, I'm like, this could have been it, or it might not be. Like, you just, there's too much that goes into it, but all you can keep doing is putting in the work.
Thanks.
Making relationships, even like what's happening right now.
Yeah.
Right?
I've like, never done this.
Yeah, we just DM, I give you a little love. Tyler and I are talking about you. I decided to be like, hey, give some love. Now, a couple weeks later, you're here. Now we, you know, now all of us know each other a little more. You know, fucking, I don't know. We work with a brand like in a year that's doing something with apples. One of them is like a Fiji apple. I'm like, wait a minute. Like, you know, like you just never know.
Yeah.
You just never know. And like, it's just more reps, more relationships. The thing I would tell you is the two things that are obvious to me now is, as much as you can high touch fans, that's what I would do.
That's what
you said, high touch?
High touch.
Like, hello, and then touch them?
High touch as in like, you get a DM from a fan, and I'm not talking like somebody you're attracted to, I mean just like a random fan, yeah. And you just FaceTime them on Instagram and say, yo, I appreciate you, that's fan forever.
Thanks.
Going on Twitch for like 2 hours, you know, promoting for like a month or like a week on social, like, I'm gonna go on Twitch for 2 hours, and the whole time you're just like looking at the names that are talking and be like, Johnny, what's up? Putting people on, like, I think DMing fans, just saying thank you, like, literally even when you're bored, because you're in it anyway. Yeah. You're looking at the gram anyway, whether you're looking at something you're attracted to, inspiration, whatever the fuck, you're in it. You're seeing your DMs.
Comic,
like, you're reading it. You're reading it anyway. Just being like, TY, as a fan, it's everything.
It is.
Think about anybody right now that you grew up fucking with.
Jay-Z.
If Jay-Z right now, literally,
imagine. He just gotta say hello to me.
You're gonna remember that for life.
For life. You're listening to every song, you're passing it on.
You're gonna tell your friends about that.
So I guess what I'm saying is, there's things you can control and there's things that you're not. You can control the music you make. But then when you put it out, it might be a year too early for the world. It might have not been your time. You can control reading your fan DMs and saying thank you. Just even hard, like, you don't even need to say it. You don't even, literally double tap it while you read it.
Yeah.
It's forever for them. It changes their relationship with you. And then business development, shit like we're doing right now, just like making relationships, chopping it up. Like, those are things you can control.
Right.
But you've got it.
Yeah, thank you, bro.
Bro, you've got it. Bro, you really do. Like, we look at so much music. Like, I'm always looking at popular culture, music, creativity, sports. Like, bro, you got it. But, you know, like, through the last, especially the last 10 years when I've really been paying attention, you know, the difference of somebody who's got it, where they end up is the work. The fucking work. There is nothing else. Of course, there's luck. You might get hit by a car. Somebody might get sick and you have to focus on it. Like, there's real life shit. Mm-hmm. But, like, if nothing crazy one way or the other happens, it's the work. But I think a lot of times people just only think about the music, which is great because you should be, the music is the punchline, but I do think the fans.
Facts, me too.
You know?
Yeah.
Like when I really look,
that's
like.
That's longevity.
Yeah, it's just like, I just think about every kid right now who's in their DM as an artist, reading, trying to creep up on a girl, or just trying to get, like just reading it. Literally in another hundredth of a second to double tap it. Or say thanks. Or if people, like, you know this, you've read them, there's some people that really, really fucking, like, are deep about your music.
Yeah.
And they're DMing you some shit of like, yo, that line in that song really meant something to me. Well, if you, like, really fuck with that line too, just like, even audio back, be like, yo, I was in the studio, this, I was talking about my grandma, that's cool. Like, you know, that kind of stuff is forever.
Yeah.
That's how I built, by the way, that's, so this was my first book, and basically it was like, I think people can get famous on the internet, and everyone's like, no way. But this right here, this is, out of all six of my books, it's the least selling book. It's still crushed, but it's my least seller. But it's the most important one in the whole book, that whole fucking orange book, all it talks about is how high touch can you be? Because the way I built in 2006 to 2011 on Twitter and YouTube, 100%, the way I built my brand was I replied to everybody on Twitter. Everyone. I used to go to sleep at 3 a.m. The way I was in the studio was being on Twitter and replying to every single person that ever mentioned me. And the first year when nobody knew who the fuck I was, because I was doing wine videos, I was just replying to people even just talking about wine. Right? So, like, I'll give you an example of that. Let's say there's an emerging artist that you fuck with too that has come up the game with you currently, right now. Somebody you're like, they're gonna make it too, I fuck with them. I search their name on Twitter, see people giving them love, and you reply on top and be like, yeah, homeboy's gonna make it. Then they're like, who the fuck is this? Like, and you're just giving love. Mm-hmm. It's just all that. That's the work.
Yeah. You're right.
Because I see when I see what you're doing with your music, like, it's on trend, people connect with you, and you know, some of your shit's silly and fun, and some of your shit's deep, and that's exactly the way it should be.
Yeah.
That's where you're at in your life.
Facts. I live the music out. Just make it that way. That's the best way to make it.
Bro, I think you can really make it, but I think the thing you need to think about is every day, just like an athlete, everybody sees them on Sunday playing football, and they don't see the other 70 hours of in the gym, getting their shit right, doing soft tissue work, watching film. Like, every minute you got to give back to fans, I'm telling you, that shit will pay dividends.
You're right.
Right, Ty, like when you think about it, right, like there's people who've got plenty of streams but don't have shows that crush because their fans know. And then there's people with not crazy amount of streams and their shows are lit because they have 700 people who fucking fuck with them, don't fucking travel the whole country just to see them.
Discord.
So I think the way you can do that now digitally, like Grateful Dead and all those people that did it back in the day, they have to do it hand-to-hand combat. They didn't have this shit. You could just do it on the flight home. You know, high touch. Touch as many fans as you can, I promise you it will work. The other thing that's really good about it is when you're reading all that shit, actually, not just scanning it for verified accounts and pretty people, you know, when you're actually reading it, you'll start getting better thoughts about what you should be doing. That's why I think I do well with content, because I'm reading everything and I'm like, oh, people are insecure about this, or oh, people really, like, you're looking through it, you're like, man, everybody fucked with this one song. I was just kind of like, whatever about it. Let me go listen to it differently through the eyes of them. That's going to affect your next song.
Right. And not be thinking too hard.
Yeah, because, I mean, listen, you're going to always think hard at your art.
Yeah.
But it's going to be in your subconscious. If you read all the feedback, you're going to start to realize there was something in it when you were talking about X, Y, or Z. It's good, whether you think about it or it's in your subconscious, more of that's going to show up in your next project. And that extra 10% might have been the thing that tips it over. That's why I like listening to fans. You're doing like multiple things at the same time. You're reading all that shit, you're getting smarter about what you should do next. If you put in the double taps and a couple replies, a little audio message, you're making a fan forever. It just works.
Dude,
you know? Mm-hmm. What's on your guys' mind?
I was gonna ask, like, so you're saying on Twitch and all that stuff, right? Is there an oversaturation thing for artists?
Nah. Yeah. Too much attention arbitrage. Too much fragmentation. That's like a 1980s idea. Mm. You know, that's like the music industry keeps believing that you can't. People don't stay on shit long enough. Like, Ice Spice is not hot as she was 30 days ago already. Shit, we just can't stay on shit long. Like, is Sex Red as hot as she was 3 weeks ago? I promise you she's not. Mm-mm. It's just the way it is. You can't have over... what I always say to people coming up, like, overexposure, I'm like, Drake's got lots of exposure right now. Like, I don't think it's fucking him up. Let's worry about getting to that level of exposure before we worry about overexposure.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I was thinking, because you're saying, like, you'll see how they say, like, oh, I could see him at a club, so why would I pay to go see him at, like, a venue? Because, like, over, like...
Right now, he shouldn't even worry about, like, selling anything other than getting more people to fuck with him.
Mm.
Attention is the only thing you should care about. I would do free shows for the rest of my life. You'll make more money that way at the end.
Touching more hands, meetups, like all the shit J. Cole was doing with the Dollar Tour, all that type of stuff, just touching
what people. He needs with him, from my perspective, is there's certain people that don't have enough depth that it doesn't matter. They can get hot, they can stay cold forever. It's just gonna be what it is. It's gonna be a 6 month thing, it's gonna be a 3 year thing, 1 year thing. I think for him, because he's got it, at least one man's subjective point of view, or a couple of us, mm-hmm. we believe, I think he should just be building fans right now.
Being outside, mixing around, making connections, like you said, the relations. He has the foundation, he has the music.
He has the talent.
It's everything else now.
It just, honestly, the way I think about it is, can you make 5,000 fans for life, no matter what, during this time, is smart. And the fact that you can do that on DM and you can do that like with cool little pop-ups, be like, you know, meet me at this Waffle House tonight, just see what happens. And having the humility, like I did that early on and like 7 people showed up to a pizza shop in 2007 and I was ecstatic. It was 7 better than 0. And then 4 years later I did it in Washington Square Park and there was hundreds. And I'm sure if I did it now, I could have 1,000. But, you know, it's most people just don't do shit that's high touch enough, you know? Or they do it after they get crazy famous and they can shut down the city. But when you're doing it on the come up, whether it's 13 or 96, plus if you're filming, you're getting content, it just works. But that's what I would say, like the music's gonna be there, you got it, you're gonna keep working on that craft, but I would listen to the DMs for the insights and for the high touch. Make like, you do it like a working out, like an hour a day, I'm in my DMs, and in that hour, I'm just reading it to get smarter about what people fuck with me for, and double tapping just so they feel like our connection.
Right.
You're winning twice on that hour.
That's facts. I be doing it like, subtly, but everybody that fuck with me and DM me, I make sure I give them back. Or if I'm in the comments, I respond back to them.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That makes sense. I didn't realize you were doing it that deep. It makes sense to me because I do see that people are really feeling you.
Yeah, facts. Like, I've been doing that since I pretty much came in. Because like my friend X, he was big on that.
Yeah.
It's like, inspiring. And it's cool to just be cool with people that on the same wave as you.
No. And just think about it. This is somebody hitting you up saying they love you.
Right.
The fuck?
Right.
How can't you say thank you?
Yeah.
Right? It's some common courtesy shit. Right. So, I gotta get to this meeting.